24th. Tickets, $2 at the following feed outlets, Sub Booth, AMS Office, or your local Aggie. The Farmer's Frolic, Saturday, January 24th, the Sub Ballroom.
Fare thee well, my dearest dear, fare thee well, adieu. For I must go to sea for the sake of you. Love, bear a patient heart, for you must bear the smart. Since you and I must part, my turtle dove, you'll have silver and bright gold, houses and land. What more can you desire, love? Don't complain. And jewels to your hand, and maids at your command. But you must think on me when I am gone. Your gold shall count as dust when that you are fled. Your absence proves me lost and strikes me dead. And when you are from home, your servants I'll have none. I'd rather live alone than in company. And so nimbly then she's dressed, all in man's attire, all for to go to sea was her heart's desire. She cut her lovely hair, and no mistrust was there that she a maiden were all at the time. So to Venice we were bound, with our hearts content. No thought of ship in wrecked, oh, away we went. From London but one day, our ship was cast away, which forced our lives to lay in discontent. For our ship was cast away, misfortune it did frown. For I did swim to shore, but she was drowned. Now she lies in the deep, in everlasting sleep, which causes me to weep forevermore.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and starting off the program tonight was something from the British folk singer Shirley Collins with some new music off an album called Archangel Hill. That was Fare Thee Well, My Dearest Dear, and that one is just being put out on Domino Records, and I think it's the third release on Domino from the longtime British folk singer Shirley Collins. Really, really great stuff, and it sounds like it could have been recorded up to like 50 years ago. But anyways, this is a third solo release from Domino Records from Shirley. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And it's a beautiful evening out tonight. And if you're looking for something to do, definitely head to the CITR 85th anniversary show that's happening tonight at the Red Gate. And I think doors open at 9. And you can check out the finale, which features Killarissa, as well as Devourers and Cherry Blue. So once again, that's happening tonight to cap off the 85th anniversary. And you've been hearing various programming and shows and all kinds of different memorabilia for the past 85 years. So here's to 85 more. So I'm going to play some of the artists later on, but to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from Jonene, and that's Jonene Standish of the group called HTRK, also known as Hate Rock. I've played them a number of times, and some of the solo work of Jonine. The latest is a release called Maritz. I think it came out way back in February, if I'm not mistaken, but they're doing a limited repress right now, and you can check it out on her Bandcamp, which is Jonine with two N's. .bandcamp.com, and we're going to hear a track called T for Two, and then after Jonine we're going to hear something from Braids, a track off the new album that's doing really good on the National Campus Radio charts right now. I think it's sitting at let me just check what the full listing is, but yeah, we're going to hear new stuff from the Braids album, which is at number 12. It's out on Secret City Records, and it's called Euphoric Recall. And yeah, excited to hear new stuff from Braids. Big fan of Blue Hawaii, and yeah, always excited to hear new stuff from Braids. We'll hear the track called Evolution. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM from Jonine, this is T for Two.
Thank you. May is Asian Heritage Month in Canada, and this year, the Vancouver Asian Heritage Month Society and its signature event, the Exploration Festival, is celebrating its 27th anniversary. Exploration Festival is a month-long celebration that brings together all of the Pan-Asian Canadian artists throughout the Lower Mainland, including visual, art, poetry, dance, and music. Find all of the events and exhibitions in the online program guide, which you can download at exploration.org to learn more about what's happening in your community this Asian Heritage Month.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt, where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost.
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Braids, and that was a track of the new album called Euphoric Recall. That was a track called Evolution, and you may know Braids from another project that I play quite often, and that's Blue Hawaii, and that's made up of the singer Standell Preston, who is also in that project. And I think they came through Vancouver not too long ago, but I ended up missing the last Blue Hawaii show. I can't remember why. I was really disappointed. But anyways, you can check out the music of Braids at their Bandcamp, which is braidsmusic.bandcamp.com, and they are Montreal-based. Prior to that, you heard something from Jonine with T for Two off the Maritz album, and Jonine is the singer of HTRK. And we're going to keep going with some more music. And I said to play some artists that are playing tonight at the 85th anniversary show happening at Redgate. And we're going to hear a collaboration between the two artists that are playing tonight. And that's Devourers and Kellerisa. They did a really cool collaboration track called Change My Mind. You can check it out at the Kellerisa Bandcamp, which is kellerisa.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Cherry Blue, a track off the 1234 album that came out this May. We'll hear a track simply titled Three. And once again, you can check out these artists tonight at Redgate starting at 9 right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Change My Mind.
home. Your mother held you right and gave you all the moms to do. Can I tell you something no one knows? Gotta take it slow. I don't say you're right, I'm afraid I will.
That was Cherry Blue with a track called Three off the 1234 EP. And you can check this out at cherryblue.bandcamp.com. And Kellarisa and Devourers before that with a track called Change My Mind off a collaboration track. And those three artists are playing tonight at the CITR 85th anniversary wrap-up show happening at Red Gate. And it starts at 9 o'clock. So plenty of time to get down there this evening if you're looking for something to do. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. You've got about an hour left on the program. So up next, we're going to hear something from Toronto, a group called BART. And they have a release out called Some Kind of Way. This one's doing pretty good on the radio charts. It's at number 25 on earshot-online.com. And this new album is out on E-Day Fixe Records, a Canadian label. And what we're going to hear is a track called Gorge. They have kind of a jazzy instrumental, kind of a psych sound to their music. And you can check it out at bartheband.bandcamp.com. And we'll hear a track called Gorge. This one's a little bit more kind of a psych, proggy oriented kind of track. But there's a lot of variety of their sound. I think they're mostly instrumental as far as I know. After Bart, we're going to hear something from band that I saw a few weeks ago and I keep thinking about, but I keep forgetting to play. There's a band called Gustav, and they're from Brooklyn, and I saw them opening up for Sleaford Mods a few weeks ago, and I just haven't had a chance to play them, so I decided to play them. Tonight, we're going to hear the 2021 album called Audio Drag for Ego Slobs, a track called Mine. The opening track is what we're going to hear. Really great kind of art punk group that are really super catchy, and they're super, super fun live. I really, really dug them, and I hadn't even heard them before, so props to Sleaford Mods for bringing out a really great band that I haven't heard of, although I think quite a few people listen to them. Anyways, we'll hear these two artists, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR from Bart the Band, this track is called Gorge.
Thank you. This month, CITR is celebrating its 85th anniversary, and what you're about to hear is a piece of archival tape. Please note that any products, services, or events advertised in this tape are no longer available. Thanks for listening to CITR, and please enjoy whatever it is you're about to hear.
Some punk rock, youth core, old school, you name it, rock and roll. Bad Religion, Seaweed, and Green Day are coming to 86th Street on Saturday, October the 16th. Finish your dinner and come down to see the big shots. Bad Religion, Seaweed, Green Day, Saturday the 16th at 86th Street.
Walking past the center of you, I'm taking back what I've thrown left askew. I'm looking to replace those old news. And there you are. An inexplicable truth. Something I take and I don't know what to do. I'm running from the thing that is you. Well, fine, yeah. Here's my excuse. What you said it was mine. Mine, my, my, mine. What you said it was mine. Mine, my, my, mine. What you said it was. What you said it was. What you said it was mine. Mine, my, my, mine. Mine, mine. Come on, ask me to.
Don't wanna think about it.
I heard you ask me to.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Gustav with the track from the audio drag for Ego Slobs that came out in 2021. That was the opening track, obviously titled Mine. And before that, you heard something from Bart with a track called Gorge off the Some Kind of Way release. And Bart are based out of Toronto. And you can check it out at bartheband.bandcamp.com. And up next, we're going to hear a couple artists for my 85th anniversary segment. And how I want to commemorate the 85th anniversary is just to go over some of the music that I played at the very first year that I started volunteering here at CITR, way back in 2011. So we're going to hear some stuff that I played way back then. And I was going through old playlists and I was trying to find stuff that was kind of fitting, mainly stuff that came out that year. And one big one was the Yamataka Sonic Titan debut. I think it's just called YT/ST, and we're gonna hear the track called Reverse Crystal / Murder of a Spider. Really amazing stuff. And if you're not familiar, they're a kind of psych prog jazz group out of Toronto, and this is the I guess the first album that I kind of started playing way back then. And you can check it out at yamatakasonictitan.bandcamp.com. and then after that, we're going to hear something that's not going to flow very well, but I want to play it anyways. We're going to hear another artist that I played that year, and that's The Field, and a release off the album called Looping State of Mind. We'll hear a track called Is This Power? And the reason why I played that is because it came out that year, but I also played it around the time it came out, and it did check the show out when he played back in 2011, I think at the Electric Owl, if I'm not mistaken. But it was really, really great show, and a kind of good memory to think about while I was going over some playlists earlier. So that's what we're going to hear in The Field. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Yamataka Sonic Titan.
Thank you.
And that was The Field. Sorry, I looped the track accidentally at the last minute. But that was Is This Power by The Field off the 2011 album called Looping State of Mind. And that's one of the artists that I played way back when I first started volunteering here at CITR back in 2011. And The Field is the work of Axel Wilner, who has been putting out music since the early 90s. As well as 2003, which is when he started as The Field, and almost all of his stuff is out on Compact Records. And prior to that, you heard something from Yamantaka Sonic Titan with a track off the 2011 self-titled album. You heard the track called Reverse Crystal / Murder of a Spider, and another artist that I played way back in 2011, and playing that because it's the 85th anniversary of CITR, and I wanted to play something that commemorates the first time I started volunteering here. Up next we're going to hear something from Lies Records, one of my favorite electronic labels, which is based out of New York, and it's run by Ron Morelli. You can check it out at liesrecords.bandcamp.com. Some of their latest releases include Dissemblance, which is a artist who had a record out on Mannequin Records in 2019. I'm not too familiar with the work of Dissemblance, but her new release is called Center S, and we're going to hear a track called Oxygen. Very kind of darker, sinister, well, not really sinister, but kind of has a cold wave and kind of bedroom sounds to it. You can check out the album at liesrecords.bandcamp.com. After Dissemblance, we're going to hear something from the owner and boss behind Lies Records, and that's Ron Morelli. The new release out is called Heartstopper. We'll hear a track called Gunsmoke, and I don't think he has put out anything on Lies Records until recently, so it's interesting that he owns the label but doesn't put out stuff on it. He was even putting out stuff in the past few years, I think, on the Hospital Productions label, also out of New York and a well-known underground noise label. But the latest release is out on his own label, and you can check it out at the Bandcamp as well. Once again, that's Ron Morelli with a track called Gunsmoke. But first, right here on CITR, this is Dissemblance. The track is called Oxygen. Thank you. back. That was Ron Morelli with Gunsmoke, the LP version on the album called Heartstopper that was just put out on his own label, Lies Records, and it has a really kind of a gritty kind of 80s sleazy detective movie or TV show kind of vibe. At least that's how it sounds to me. And you can check that out at liesrecords.bandcamp.com. Also, before that was another release on Lies Records, and that's by the artist Dissemblance. You heard the track called Oxygen off the Centaurice album, and I think this is her first release on Lies Records, and I'm not too familiar with her, but I know she's out of New York as far as I know. Anyways, that was Dissemblance with the real kind of a dark, cold wavy bedroom kind of sound to the music. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Up next, we're going to hear something from Revenge International, a electronic release, electronic ambient kind of album from M.Sage. It's called Paradise Creek. We'll hear a track called River Turns Woodley for Frogman. It says in brackets for some reason. But anyways, that's out on Revenge International, which is a label out of Brooklyn, who does a lot of new stuff as well as really interesting reissues. And I think this is a new release. But anyways, that's the work of Matthew Sage, but his artist name is M. Sage. But we'll hear that, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Possibly some more electronic music, but we'll see. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is M. Sage, and this track is called River Turns Woodley.
Thank you. Wilkie says they explore the spaces between things and how to navigate them. As a Black artist and a woman, she doesn't fit into the definitions imposed by society. That's an important part of her collaboration with the choreographer, Melanie Demers. They're both interested in the gray areas. These words, offered by Angelique Wilkie, the award-winning dance artist performing in Confession Publique by Montreal-based dance company May Day, on at the Scotiabank Dance Theatre, two nights only, May 26th and 27th at 8 p.m. An autobiographical solo with Wilkie as its muse. The work takes on themes of privacy and secrecy, delving into the marshy depths of the psyche in a revolt against the vulgar self-exposure that bombards us every day. Experience Wilkie's magnetic and powerful performance, shared with humility and unshakable confidence. Tickets are on a sliding scale, $10 to $50, available at plasticorchidfactory.ca.
Are you interested in conversations about intersectionality? Listen to Intersections, presented by CITR 101.9 FM's Intersectionality Collective, a show where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, sexuality, and social justice, like anti-fat bias, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry. Tune into Intersections bi-weekly on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Each episode will feature either a panel discussion from the members of the Intersectionality Collective or an expert on that week's topic. So tune in and also check out our episode archive on citr.ca/intersections.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was M. Sage with the track off the Paradise Creek album. You heard the track called River Turns Woodley. Very kind of a bedroom electronica release. Quite colorful. And that one was just put out on a label called Revenge International out of New York. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear some electronic music with some really kind of interesting, very dark and kind of sinister synth type music. The first of which is Afro Rack with a track off the new release called The Afro Rack. And this is a Ugandan artist who's out on the Hakuna Kulala record label, really great label, and played quite a few artists from this label. And I think it's a branch label of the Naiji Tapes label. But anyways, we're going to hear from Afro Rack, and we'll hear a track called, what did I have queued up? Something called, sorry, I'm getting the tracks list all mixed up right now. We'll hear a track called African Drum Machine, and then after Afro Rack, we're going to hear something from an artist named Wada Igarashi out on Compact Records. The new release out is called Agartha, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called, let me see, what did I have queued up? Something called Abyss, or no, something called Searching from Wada Igarashi. Sorry, I'm not as prepared for this latter portion of the program. But if you missed anything I said, you could always head to our website, citr.ca, and go to the shows and check out a playlist of stuff that I had recently played, as well as any other show on CITR has played. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Afro Rack, the self-titled release. This track is something off the new Hakuna Kulala band camp that you can check out. This track is called, let me see what I had, something called, oh sorry, the track is called Desert, not African Drum Machine. Anyways, I'm all over the place right now. This is something from Afro Rack. Thank you.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. www.citr.ca Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
And that was new stuff from Compact Records. That was a release called Agartha by Wada Igarashi. You heard the track called Searching. Before that was something from Afro Rock with a track called Desert off the Afro Rock release. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be here next week with some more great music. And I'm going to leave you tonight with some very interesting music from a project called 7FO. And they're making some really interesting surf synth acid dancehall rock on a label called EM Records. We'll hear a track called Healing Sword, and once again that's 7FO. So keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. This is 7FO. Thank you.